Hi, and welcome back, everyone. My name is Michael LeBlanc, Senior Portfolio Manager and Investment Advisor at LLC Private Wealth and CG Wealth Management. Thanks for joining us for our tactical update. So, this is the month of February update. I will say I'm filming this a little bit early because I will be traveling at the end of the month. So, if some of the data I'm given is a little bit off the month end, not to worry. That's just happens to be where I was at in the month when we wanted to give you this update. As always, keep in mind, this is for information purposes. If you have specific questions about your portfolio or your investment strategies, reach out to us or do your own due diligence. But everyone's unique, so make sure you get a hold of us, and we're happy to discuss any issues. You can do that by email, phone, and of course, go to mikeonmoney.com. You can find our other videos, links to our other videos, our YouTube channel, and our contact information for getting hold of us. So with that, let's jump into February 2024. And one of the same things we're going to talk the most about today is trends, where we're seeing the year develop as we're now more than halfway through the first quarter of 2024. We'll be able to give you an insight into where we see the portfolios developing this year. And as we mentioned in our year end or start of the year video, and we have multiple portfolios that we're operating. So I'll give you an update, a little bit of sense on each of them. Of course, they're all playing off the same theme. But little different approaches depending on our more specy all cap portfolio, our main tactical portfolio for our stable growth. And of course, we'll talk a bit about our income portfolio for those seeking strictly kind of income performance. So with that, let's dive into what we've seen in February so far. We have seen a bit of a choppy month. The portfolios have been growing nicely, a little bit slower than the good, great start they had in January, but still seeing some good growth. We're really happy with them outpacing the markets. But we've seen some gains and losses in the overall markets this month, mostly on the earnings reports. This is earnings season. So we've seen some bigger winners, and then we've seen some others who have fallen a little bit short of expectations, and we've seen those pullback days as that played. And of course, the overall theme that's been, seems like it's been forever, we've been talking about inflation and where that's headed and what impacts that has had on the markets in the short term. And right now, that's what's really been weighing on the markets, has been the shorter term numbers of people reacting to the shorter term numbers around inflation. So we're going to park that longer term trend for a minute, and I'll talk a little bit about the short term, since that's where we're seeing the volatility. And it's really been, people tracking the month to month of core inflation, real inflation, and the US, Canada, for the most part, has been the theme. We had earlier in the month, we saw some negative days coming through as, US core inflation came in slightly higher than December, slightly higher than expected. And the market reacted negatively, thinking, oh no, we might have another rate hike. And then just near the mid February, we saw Canadian numbers coming out a little bit lower in January than they were expected. And we saw some positive days. So, this back and forth in the short term, really, we're not playing that game. It's not a game you can generally guess, because the trends, the longer term trend is interest rates have peaked. We're at peak inflation for this cycle. That doesn't mean there's not a possibility of another rate hike. There is always a possibility of another rate hike. Who knows what could drive it up? A big part of that started this whole hike trend was a war breaking out in between Russia and Ukraine, and that's what kind of signaled the start of our already inflationary problem, but made it exacerbated even further, and led to the interest rate hikes coming through. So who knows what's coming down the pipeline from that front, but really, all things being equal, we're close to the top. Even if we saw another hike, it would be another maybe small one, and then we at some point start the cut and downward trend. And where that would end, we don't know that part yet. But overall, we're looking for interest rate cuts is the general theme that we want to stick to. So we're not getting caught up in those short-term movements in the market, because really they're not having any kind of significant impact. to the companies that we're investing into and the strong cash flows we're seeing and the increasing cash flows that we're seeing out of those companies, because that's where we're going to find value and that's where we're really going to find the type of returns that we want to see in the long term. And that's the strategy we've always stuck to. It's got us through a lot of volatile periods in the past with strong strong protective features to the portfolio, but also great returns in the portfolio like we saw in 2023, which was also a very volatile year. So overall, we're sticking with that strategy despite what we're seeing here in February, because we do see that trend as being positive for 2024 and things shaping out in our favor in the portfolio. One area I do want to talk about that has been ignored a lot is fixed income or the bond side of the portfolios and the market. So not everyone plays in fixed income in their portfolios, but I will draw your attention to it, even if you're normally not a bond person, because yes, it's been ignored, especially for the last decade or so, because of the low interest rate environment. They don't yield very well. They're higher taxed. They offer different challenges. And a lot of people over the last 2 years have run away from the bond market because they got hammered through the rise in interest rates. If you're not aware, interest rates go up, bond values go down. Pretty simple in inverse relationship. So over the last couple of years, some bond portfolios have been hammered more than 20%. So a lot of people just bailed on them completely, through that period, and haven't looked back. But I would say now, if you're looking at a drop in interest rate market, you know, that inverse relationship kind of comes back. That means bond values start to go up. And right now, because of the higher interest rate environment we're in, we are seeing bond positions paying high single digits, low double digit numbers. In our portfolio right now, we have some over 10%. We have some just between 8 and 10%. We have some really great positions in there that are performing exceptionally well. Not only are they paying that, they've been rising in the last 6 months in value as we see more and more of that expectation of rate cuts coming down the pipeline. So you can build a solid portfolio of yield around and decent returns around fixed income right now. So it's not an area, even if you're growth oriented, it's not an area you should ignore. And if you're fixed income oriented, you probably got hit with them in the early stages, but don't be shy. They're really strong. They're paying off really well. You should add them back in if you've took them out, or at least investigate whether you should add them back in. But it'd be worthwhile to at least review that in your portfolio and see where you can build a solid yield of cash flow coming in through the fixed income side of a portfolio. I will say with that, though, there is the tax implications of interest payments versus capital gains or dividends. So do take that into account when you're building your yield portfolio. What's your after tax yield? So taking advantage of your TFSAs and RSPs are important as well when you're using fixed income in your strategy. On the energy front, we continue to see weakness in oil. I won't dive too much in it. We don't have a lot of energy in the portfolios right now. Overall, the short term, and I'm not making a broader long-term prediction here on energy prices, just in the shorter term, we're going to continue to see that. And the main reason for that is seasonality. Normally what we would see right now or this time of the year, we'd see a bit of strength on the demand side on energy as reserves get burned up, as people heat their homes in really cold winters. But we've had a very mild season. As any skier can tell you this year, it's been a very mild season when it comes to the weather. So with that means the reserves are high. There's not a lot of demand coming in to the spring, summer months to replenish those reserves. So continued weakness in the energy prices is pretty much expected. So again, not a big concern in the portfolio as that continues to has been a theme now for us for several months. Technologies continue to do well, although NVIDIA's reporting out today as I do this video. One of the leaders in our speculative portfolio, in our all cap portfolio, has done exceptionally well over the last couple of years, continues to outpace the markets by large margins, a little bit off its high. Again, not a concern. Just simply, we're seeing a little bit of profit taking a little bit of slowdown in overall performance of that one position. But when we look at tech as a whole, we still like it. Again, though, we stick to companies that are cash flow driven. So we're not out on the speculative side. We don't play, positions like Shopify just came out, had some decent numbers. But if you look at that company through, its pull down or pull back in 2022 and 2023, it's gaining some great ground now, but far more volatile than anything we'd have in the portfolio because it doesn't have that solid repetitive cash flow to back up its growth. And that's what we look for in the portfolios, and that's where we get that much more stable, lower volatility return that we always look for in our portfolios is by focusing on that. So with that, again, going back to the broader theme for 2024, it is that drop in interest rate. So if going to the yield side of things or the income portfolios, we really love the positions that got beat up over the last year because people were running from yield. So if you think about it, if I can go buy a Canadian bank stock last year, paying a 5-6% dividend, but you had volatility, you had, what kind of loan loss provisions do they have to write down? All these different risks when I could go get cash at 5-6% last year. So people were leaving the dividend, leaving the utility type companies and run into safety because they were getting the same type of returns that you can get from the dividend as you can in just straight guaranteed cash. So they got beat up pretty hard last year, but this year we see that as a massive opportunity because as those rates come down, and they've already started to come down, cash has already come off its peak yields and started to drop. So if you follow our rate sheet that we put out weekly on our website, it comes out in our monthly along with this video. You can follow those rates. They're starting to come off their highs. So yield comes back in demand again. And also, so with that, as people go to the yield, the stock price. So you get capital appreciation, you get a really strong yield. And right now with the banks, insurance companies, as I mentioned, the fixed incomes, we're getting double-digit yields by using different covered call strategies on those types of positions. Where we can just enhance that yield and buy quality firms along the way. And what's going to happen this year is when and we start to see those interest rate cuts start to layer in, that's going to be positive for utility companies and banks and so forth. So the yield side of the market, the income side of the apartment of the market is very attractive in 2024. And you'll see a little bit more of that even in the spec portfolios because of the strength that we're seeing there, but certainly on the income portfolios because we are able to up your returns and lock in those better income yields or cash flows coming in every month. So that's pretty much the update for February and our longer term outlook for 2024. As I said, really a good year. We're looking to repeat 2023 with maybe a little bit less volatility than 2023, hopefully. But we will still see volatility as we see the inflation and job numbers being the main themes continuing to be the drivers for this year. And just keep in mind, it's not a straight line. We're not going to see inflation go from 3.4, 3.3, 3.2 every month. It's not going to be dropping at a steady rate. We're going to have some really lower than expected months. We're going to have higher than expected months. There's seasonality. There's global. There's obviously global politics going on. We've still got the Middle East issues. We've got the Ukraine issues. All these things come into play on a month-to-month basis. And as they play out, there'll be impacts. But generally, what we're seeing right now is that downward trend, and we expect it to continue. And as it unfolds, we'll start to see how quickly we see those rates come and how sharply they come, or if it's going to be a slower, drawn-out decrease, which is still fine. It gives us the ability to take advantage of those higher yields for a longer period of time. So it's nothing to be afraid of, just which strategy we're going to implement on a month-to-month basis. So with that, as always, reach out to us with any of your questions. Let us know Any particular topics that you want us to address in the videos or in our articles? And as always, you can find us, you can call us, email llc@cgf.com, or just go to mikeonmoney.com. You can find our videos, our YouTube channel, and all our other social media there if you just want to get regular updates. So with that, I'll leave you for the month of February, and I will talk to you again in a few weeks. Thanks very much, everyone. Take care.